You guilty of wearing the wrong size shoe? It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 9th day of May. Thanks, as always, everybody, for being along for the ride today. In other news, the markets slid for a third day in a row. It's all about China. Massive numbers of retail store closures continue. A co-founder of Facebook says the company should be broken up. Buyers who can't get a mortgage because they're not asking for enough money? Oh, really? Uploaded photos to a popular app are being scanned, and the face recognition is being sold to who? Those stories, the markets, and a conversation with Paul McSheehy from Trostel's Dish, our new partner for Out to Lunch. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with the Business News Hour on this Thursday afternoon. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, we thought this was interesting. The largest manufacturer of sneakers in the world, that would be Nike. Well, they know that you struggle getting the right shoe size. Millions of people order multiple sizes of shoes online to find the right fit. And that costs everybody time and money. So Nike has a plan. The company will launch Nike Fit, a service being added in North America this July to its mobile app and in physical stores as well. Nike Fit will scan customers' feet and tell them what size shoes they should be wearing. The service will roll out in Europe in August and then move to other international markets soon after. So why are they doing this? Well, Nike Fit is all part of Nike's bigger push to sell more products directly to consumers through its own shops, website, and mobile app, relying less on wholesale partners than it has in the past. In addition, Nike is opening new stores like its House of Innovation in New York and Nike Live in Los Angeles. Those stores are designed specifically for those markets and selling items visitors can't find anywhere else. Question? Can you spell disruption? Stocks dropped again today as investors fear there will be no China-U.S. trade deal before the Trump deadline of tomorrow, which will send billions of Chinese products into a higher tariff level. Hard hit was chipmaker Intel, who saw its shares fall by nearly 6% after sinking nearly 5% in yesterday's session. I'll have all the numbers from the trading day later in the newscast. Well, the staggering rate of store closures that has rocked the retail industry over the past couple of years is expected to continue this year with roughly the same level of closures. Retailers closed a record-breaking 102 million square feet of store space in 2017 and then smashed that record last year by closing another 155 million square feet of space, all of that according to estimates by the commercial real estate firm CoStar Group. CoStar senior consultant Drew Meyer says his company is predicting more of the same in the retail space closures this year. Retailers have announced more than 6,200 store closures so far, and some of them are some big names: Family Dollar, Sears, JCPenney, Kohl's, Abercrombie & Finch, Payless Shoes, and the list goes on and on. Even some Walmart stores are closing down. Well, the co-founder of Facebook is calling for the government to break up the tech giant in an op-ed article published in the New York Times this morning. Chris Hughes, who started Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg in their Harvard dorm, told NBC News, quote, "The Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook we founded in 2004. He went on to say, and the number one thing that we have today, I think, is it's just far too big. It's far too powerful. And most importantly, its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is not accountable." End quote. All of this from the man who still says Zuckerberg is his friend. Hughes joins a growing chorus of privacy advocates and politicians from the right and the left, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, who have both called for a federal antitrust action to begin against Facebook. The Wall Street Journal reported today that some low- and middle-income homebuyers are having a hard time getting mortgages for an unprecedented reason. What's that reason? Well, the loan they're applying for, well, the loan's too small. Only about a quarter of homes that sold for less than $70,000 were financed with a mortgage, while almost 80% of sales between $70,000 and $150,000 had one. All of that from the Urban Institute analysis. Low-end borrowers had their applications denied at a higher rate than those taking out bigger mortgages, even when comparing borrowers with similar credit quality, according to the think tank. Housing experts say small mortgages have become rarer because... well, because lenders have trouble making profits on smaller loans. Lenders typically have a fixed cost to extend a mortgage, and the smaller the loan, the smaller the profits. Well, everything about the branding for the photo sharing app Ever is warm and fuzzy. Selling a service that allows users to share their best moments while freeing up space on their phone. But what users don't know is that the app has pivoted toward a far more lucrative business, and that is using the billions of photos uploaded to train the company's facial recognition system. The company then offers to sell that technology to private companies, law enforcement, and yeah, even the military. The ACLU says, quote, "This looks like an egregious violation of people's privacy. They're taking images of people's families, photos from a private photo app, and then using it to build surveillance technology, and that, to us, is hugely concerning," says the ACLU. Ever CEO told NBC News that Ever AI does not share the photos or any identifying information about users with its facial recognition customers. Rather, the billions of images are used to instruct an algorithm on how to identify faces. Every time Ever users enable facial recognition on their photos to group together images of the same people, Ever's facial recognition technology learns from the matches and then trains itself. That knowledge, in turn, powers the company's commercial facial recognition products. Facial recognition companies' use of photos of unsuspecting people has grown, well, bigger concerns from privacy experts and civil rights advocates. They noted in interviews that millions of people are uploading and sharing photos and personal information online without realizing how the images could be used to develop surveillance products that they may not support. Well, the art of the deal seems to be no deal, as today President Trump said China backed away from the table, which fueled worries the U.S. and China would be unable to hatch a trade agreement before new tariffs go into effect at midnight tonight. The Dow finished down 138 points at 25,828, while the S&P 500 dropped 0.3 to 2870, and the NASDAQ lost over 0.4 to close at 7910. The Dow is down by more than 650 points, and the S&P 500 has lost 2.5% this week after Trump threatened to raise tariffs on more Chinese goods over the weekend. Stocks pared some of the losses after Trump said it is possible to yet get a trade deal with China this week. The Dow had fallen nearly 450 points at its intraday low. Shares of Intel fell 5.3% after sinking nearly 5% yesterday, as the chipmaker says it sees both revenue and earnings per share growing in the single-digit percentage over the next 3 years. Chevron stock rose by more than 3%, helping support the Dow, after the company said it will not submit a new offer to acquire Anadarko Petroleum and will collect a $1 billion breakup fee. Gold gained $3.50 to end the trade at $1,284.90 an ounce. Oil was off by 53 cents a barrel to $61.59, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.45%. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about food with Paul McSheehy. Now, Paul's the manager and family member of Paul Trostel, who was a restaurant icon here in the greater Des Moines metro for years and years and years. He's got an interesting story about his father-in-law. We'll be chatting about Trostel's dish of Clive and a whole bunch more. Go ahead and click through and learn something about our new partner for Out to Lunch.